We are on episode 95. If I'm incorrect, Jose Pena will most certainly correct me.
95 it is.
I'm pretty sure we're on 95. And we are talking about something that means, especially nowadays, is so close to my heart. We are talking about karma. And I'm going to real quick, before the boys interject and before I introduce them, I'm going to give you the definition of karma. First, we're going to start with in Buddhism. It's the sum of a person's action in this and previous states of existence viewed as deciding their fate in future existence. Informal, the definition is destiny or fate following as effect from cause. Jose Pena is with me.
What up, what up?
Joshua Gurney's with me, and I know Josh has a lot to say about this topic because karma is a big deal in his life. And I mean, before we locked down, I personally just went through a big rant about karma, and I'm clearly hoping that karma affects a few people in our lives, and we won't get into it, I promise you. But I am, guys, you know already, and I'm going to tell the audience, I am so amped up to talk about this. I hope you're as amped up as I am. What's up, boys?
What's going on?
It's been a hell of a day. And I feel like the good energy and the good vibes that we put forth into the world are going to come back to us tenfold. And I know for a fact that the bad energy and bad vibes that certain people put into this world are going to hit them a hundredfold. And I can't wait for it to happen because hopefully not in a bad way. No one get hit by a bus. No one get in a plane crash, nothing like that. No deaths, no injuries.
Just get voted out of office.
Yeah, but something that will make you learn a serious life lesson will happen to you within the next year that will appease everyone, you know, in New England. How about that, boys?
Godspeed. Good luck on that.
Yeah. Yep.
Josh, do me a favor. Because I'm so fired up, I need you to lead us off on this topic. I know you're a true component to karma, as I am, as well as I am. But I need you to right the ship here and get us off on the right start, please.
Well, I love that you started off the episode with the Buddhist version of karma rather than, you know, the American version of karma, which is just karma's a bitch. You know, that's what we all think of, which is, you know, just, you know, if you do that, it's going to come back around on you. Like, and yeah, that's true. But, you know, the Buddhist version of karma, it really is throughout past lives and throughout the universe as a whole. You know, it's not just, you know, if I'm an asshole to somebody today, somebody's going to be an asshole to me tomorrow. That's also true, but it's a lot deeper than that. And it's a lot to really grasp that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction throughout the history of time. We're talking about like the history of the universe. Every action affects everything that comes into existence. And it's so hard to even grasp all that. You know, you said, you know, you're pretty fired up about some political stuff. And you're talking about, you know, I hope within the next year something happens to that person. And of course, you don't mean anything negative. Like you don't hope anybody gets hit by a bus or anything like that.
Absolutely not.
But karma has no timetable. Like it's not something that's noticeable, right? It's something could be within in their next life. It could be something, you know, a million years down the road that is just so far off in the universe that you don't even, again, it's so subtle, like the laws of gravity. Like you don't see, it's just assumed like the laws of gravity just happen around you. Like you have weight, like you get sucked down to the earth, like you airplanes fly and, that's the way karma works. It's not like so obvious and out in the open. Like if somebody's an asshole, yes, bad things are going to happen to that person. It's, you know, what goes around comes around, but it's not so plainly obvious like that. It could literally be four lives from now. Right. And I believe, and Buddhists believe that really the life's purpose and the reason why we, you know, in Buddhism, they believe in reincarnation. Like you come back to kind of work off karma and deal with, you know, past lives and things that have happened like with your soul over millions of years. Like you just keep on living and living and living and living, like, because of past karma that you have to basically work off. And until you've learned every lesson that the universe has to teach you, that this earth has to teach you, you're going to keep on coming back, and you're going to shit that could, like I said, could have happened 100 lifetimes ago is stuff that's just now coming around to affect you. But I mean, I believe it's a fact that everything's energy, right? Your energy, we're all made up of energy, a bunch of waves and atoms that are all energy.
Yeah.
And Newton's third law of energy is for every action, or his third law of motion is for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. But is that a fact or not? That's a law. Like, absolutely, that's a law. Like, within the universe, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. We all learned that in physics class growing up, right? It's a law. So wouldn't that be the same for all the energy in the world? Whatever energy you put out comes back around, and there is an equal and opposite reaction to that energy. So even your negative thoughts, Lenny, your negative thoughts towards things that you think are justified – you're putting negative energy out there that is in some way or another affecting other energies out in the universe.
You're right.
So when we live and when we act, we need to think about that. Not just think about how it's going to affect your day or your week or your family, or, you know, what's this going to mean for, you know, the rest of my year. You really need to think about how this affects everything, and don't overcomplicate it, but think about the energy that you're putting out and the equal and opposite reaction that then will take place. Literally could be millions of years from now. Could be. But guess what? You're going to be there. You're not going to remember it, but you're going to be there. So, I know. Go.
You know what? And I don't want to backtrack in anything I said, because I truly believe in what I said. I do want to say a little retraction, and, you know, not a retraction. I want to reiterate. I don't ever in my life recently want anything bad to happen to anyone, as much right. as I might dislike them or
good.
Don't agree with their opinions or their ideas or ideologies. I don't want anyone to get hurt or get injured or die or anything like that. I get it. But eventually, because these people have such a huge effect on so many, a huge negative effect on so many people's lives, whose lives are dependent on their decisions, and the decisions that they are making, in my opinion, simply my opinion, I know you both don't agree with me, but simply in my opinion, the decisions that they are making are affecting some of the closest people in my life. I know that karma will eventually repay them for making all these millions of people suffer because of the illogical decisions that they are making today. Whether they think it's right or wrong, the people know that they are wrong, and eventually the universe will repay them for making millions of people suffer, is what I'm trying to say.
Wait, hopefully, do you want to clarify what you're talking about?
Oh, hell no. Oh, not on this show. I do not.
Well, I don't understand. Why are you getting so mad about it? Like, it is what it is. I understand you're frustrated, and Josh and I are in the business of what it's being affected mostly by, I would think. But, I mean, we can only do so much with that.
And
I know you don't wish ill will on people and all that stuff, but, you know, they'll get their turn. Like Josh said, karma's karma. It is what it is. But why put the negative energy out in the world?
That's what Josh is trying to explain. That
Jose just nailed it.
My negative vibe right now towards it is not helping. Not helping anything.
Exactly.
I completely understand that. And that's where my retraction comes in. I should not be so passionate and so negative about the situation. And
listen, it sucks. It sucks for everyone. It's not just us in the hospitality field. It sucks for everybody. The people working the front lines. This COVID thing sucks all around. And the people who are in the offices making the decisions for the rest of us, I mean, it is what it is. We voted in there, we put in there, and we pay them to make those decisions. Whether they're right or wrong, we believe in them or not. But when it's time to vote again, we either reelect these people or we go with someone else. But like you said, they'll get what they deserve. If you think it's wrong, some people think they're doing a great job and that it's right. So their positive karma is going to be out there too. But it's affecting you and your night for absolutely no reason. Yes, you're mad. Take a deep breath. But it's nothing you can change from your comfortable. Is that your couch or your bed in Pawtucket? I don't know what that is.
I'm in bed. Okay.
So it's nothing you can change overnight in Pawtucket. So like, just we have to deal with it in Massachusetts. Yeah, it sucks. Would we rather be 100% and not selling fucking pina coladas and Mai Tais to go? Yeah. We'd rather have full restaurants and full patios.
Who's selling Mai Tais to go?
Just say it.
Somebody's got to be.
Yes. Thank
that you. That would put some good karma out into the world, man.
It would. Yeah. Well, Kowloon.
A little bit of 151 dark rum on top of that thing is a lot of good karma. But
that would change my mood instantly.
Yeah, Jose really did nail it when he just said, why put the negative energy out there? And that's really what karma is about, like just choosing the energy that you put out. You know, you can sit there and you can be angry about all the things that you're angry about, Lenny, and your anger is, I guess, justified. I know in your mind, it's justified. Like, you have a reason to be upset. But what purpose does your anger serve, and what karma does it create? So if you put that all that energy into a positive and started to think about positive ways that you could help and positive ways that you could affect the situation, that would be creating a whole different sense of karma rather than the negative, thinking about that people are just going to get what they deserve. Think about a positive way that you can affect, you know, a different outcome from this whole situation. Something good will come from it. No doubt about it. You know, it might, like I said, it might take eons, you know, most likely not in this lifetime. You know, so
I do gotta say, Lenny, on a sidetrack, I thought your room would be a lot more Mickey Mouse-ish, but I just
see it right there in the corner. Jose,
is that Mickey Mouse there?
You see him?
Yeah,
so it says real quick, laughter is timeless, imagination has no age, and dreams are forever.
I just thought there'd be a lot
that
more.
Walt?
Yeah, it's Walt. Yep.
That's Walt. More.
I got another one over here. Ready? Walt Disney. Growing old is mandatory, but growing up is optional. Words to live by.
Anyways. My big thing is just, even at work, I just try to put positive vibes out there. You know, when we worked together, we had a manager that we were always like, what did you do to change the shift feel?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's the same thing now, you know, now that, you know, I'm running the restaurant, it's just, you know, I went into work the other day because one of my managers screwed up the schedule. So I had to throw clothes on and get to work and 6 hours early, 8 hours early and run the shift. And then people were screwing up and I kind of lost it for a little bit. And I was just like, whew. Went in the lock-in, went to Stop and Shop, got some freeze pops, passed them out, apologized for being an asshole for the first 2 hours I was at work. And
freeze pops always work.
That created some much better karma.
Right, we changed the music station outside, we changed the TVs. I just needed to reboot everything. So I shut down everything and restarted, like restart my day and try to turn it around. I was just like, I can't keep doing this. I'm miserable. Everyone's like afraid to talk to me and they're like, are you okay? Right. Are you okay? And I was like, yes, I'm fine. I'm just at work 8 hours early.
You know, Jose,
I had this to do.
You know what, but you made up for it. Even though you had that quick, you know, half hour, 45 minutes to an hour spurt, you made up for it in the long because you caught yourself and you said, oh my God. What the hell am I doing? Where I just went on a 16-minute rant about my personal animosity towards certain situations, and I'm not going to – I can't make up for that. You know, granted, it was just between you two, but the universe is still absorbing all my bad feelings and all my bad vibes, and I'm putting that out there. If I would have been able to control my situation – and listen, I'll be real. My feelings weren't even about myself personally. It was about my friends and my family and, you know, people that I know that rely on the hospitality industry or, you know, to make a living. So I wasn't even worried about my own personal feelings. I was worried about everyone else around me, which doesn't make it any better. But in a way, now you're both going to correct me when I finish this. In a way, I was putting out positive vibes because I was defending you guys. But my approach and the way I was speaking and my mannerisms and the words I was using was not helping. Jose's done with us.
Yeah, that was because of your karma.
Maybe he was so tired of me because I defended him.
I think the easiest way for people, Lenny, that's good that you tried to retract that anyway, but the easiest way for people to understand karma is thinking about consequences. Like for what you do, there's always going to be a consequence. And that is just the easiest and most simple way to think about it. For everything that happens, everything that I do, every way that I treat somebody, there is a consequence to that. And I have to live with the consequence of that.
Right. Yeah.
It's not always going to be obvious. Like your life literally could fall apart and you're going to think, well, why did this happen? And it seems like it all just happened so suddenly. Right. But it's all based on karma from past events, maybe from past lives. You know, and it always seems like, wow, it's so sudden. Like, what the hell just happened to me? Like, seems like all these, you know, big things have been happening in 2020. Guess what? Those are all based on past events. Like, just years and years and years of buildup of shit that now seems like, wow, just what a crazy year 2020 is. Like, it's all based on past events. It's all the universe freaking putting out what we've been, or putting back out what we've been putting out. Why we have to choose very, very carefully our energy.
You know what, Josh? You speak to me all the time, like literally all the time, a few times a week about being in the present moment.
Yeah.
And unfortunately tonight, I let my frustrations from the Super Bowl on until this moment, you know, get the best of me. And then once, you know, when you hear news that finally pushes you over the edge, sometimes you can't hold it in anymore. You know, and whatever. I know I should be living in the moment, and I should not worry about things that I can't affect at this moment in time right now. And I do, for the most part, try to be happy and go lucky and go lucky. That's so corny, but I try to put out the most positive vibes I can put out on a daily basis. But sometimes it gets to the culmination where you just, you know, you let loose. And I got to that point today, which is okay. But it's how you handle it that will make or break the situation.
Sometimes you got to hit pause, man. Before you put any negative karma out there, you know, with a negative reaction, you got to pause. You've been talking about that for a long time. Just stop and collect your thoughts and choose the karma that you're going to put out there.
Right.
Like your energetic rant right there, even though you wanted it, it was for positive reasons because you love me, you love Jose, you love so many people in the service industry. You're putting anger out there. You're putting negative energy out into the universe that just doesn't serve any actual purpose. Where you could gather your thoughts and send positive energy out in another way.
You're 100% right.
To put it in layman's terms.
Only because Jose's back?
No.
Just, I don't know what the hell happened.
Like
my apologies.
A very, very basic example of karma. Instead of just, you know, like the karma's a bitch thing. Because karma is all sorts of energy. It's not negative or positive. It's just energy giving energy back.
Right.
You know, but really just in a very basic example, what happens when you walk past somebody and you smile at them?
They smile back, hopefully.
Right. That's karma. What happens when you are at the drive through at Dunkin' Donuts and you buy coffee for somebody behind you?
Hopefully they pay it back.
Most often it affects their day, whether they actually pay it forward. I mean, sometimes you might start a chain reaction.
Yeah.
Right, and whether that chain reaction actually takes place in the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru where now everybody's buying, you know, a Dunkachino or whatever for the person behind them, whether that chain reaction is visible and we can all see it via, you know, everybody buying munchkins for the car behind them, or it just actually takes place over the next course of the next couple hours or days, just in people's minds of just thinking about a positive energy and paying that forward. It's not always visible, But those are perfect ways to explain karma that people can very clearly and plainly see.
So I ride my bike a few times a week, and I make it a point every time I ride past someone, whether they're walking or riding, I always tell them, well, it's good morning or good afternoon. And it's not because I'm maybe a little corny, but I just want to make their day for like that split second, because it doesn't happen enough in this world. You know, how often do you walk by someone in Stop and Shop and they'd say, good afternoon, good morning? Doesn't really happen anymore. So I make it a point, especially when I'm on the bike path, to say to everyone I pass, good morning, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. How are you? Or the little kid like, hey, man, get it. You're doing great, whatever. Just to kind of boost them up a little bit.
Yeah, you never know what people are going through. So, you know, a lot of things on Instagram and stuff is like always be nice to people because you never know what the other person's going through if you want to be mean to them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So just be nice to everyone. And eventually everyone's going to start being nice to you. Right.
Spirit of karma, we always – you just really need to build up good karma and put as much good karma. Imagine if every person in the universe was just putting out good karma all the time. There would be nothing negative to come back. Things like coronavirus wouldn't happen. Wars wouldn't happen. Like, you know, people would still die. You know what I mean? Like, that's reality, you know? Like,
right.
That's, you know, exactly. That is just the law. But, I mean, if everybody chose their karma that they were putting out there a lot more carefully – and didn't and really chose their thoughts, even, because thoughts are energy. Thoughts are mm-hmm. really received by the universe. You know, it's not just about what you do physically. It's about the energy that you put out there with your thoughts, with your mind, and your meditation. You know, you can control it. We can control everything that happens. It's just not always, it's not fucking obvious. It's not as simple as it seems, but really, To make it simple, the word karma, like you said, you gave it to Buddhists. You told us what it means in Buddhism. The word karma translated means action. Action, simply put, action. And that's exactly what it is. It's an action for an action. Like I said, Newton's third law of motion. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And that's what karma is. For every action that's happened in the history of the universe, there is an opposite action coming back. We don't know when. It's not that simple. But action, simply put.
You know what? I want to thank you too. And I don't care who listens to this and, you know, hears me say this, but we'll go back to, I'm going to harp on it again. Like, for as crazy as I was for the first 15 minutes of us logging into Zoom, and it's not, your faces are both beautiful. You're both a two of the most handsome men I know besides my own family. Like, just your words and your patience with me and your understanding, even though you might not agree, that's fine, but your understanding for where I'm coming from. I thank you both for just putting up with my shit for the last 45 minutes.
Love, man.
And I know you're both going to get off this and be like, this freaking idiot. Like, and that's okay. But for the sake of us being on this call, I definitely appreciate it.
I don't think you believe that.
No, but it was funny to say. all right, we got to go on because we have some special guests coming on for our next recording. Stay tuned for Sunday. We are talking about how to make your crush or ex-girlfriend jealous, something I may or may not be an expert on. But he is Joshy1226, Instagram and Snapchat. If you're not following his fight for 40, you are crazy. He is crushing the gym every day to make sure that he looks his best at 40. And he is Jigaman 3131. Sorry, Jose. Jigaman 3131. Jose is fighting for 42. He's trying to look his best while he's in his 40s. And Jose, you are down a tremendous amount of weight. I can see it just in your face right now.
13 lbs, baby.
13 lbs, and that's just from stopping drinking.
That's not right.
Not drinking. I'm drinking a gallon of water a day. Whew. Tough.
Actually, eating a little bit better. You look like your skin looks healthier, which is great.
Thank you.
And obviously, always, we are Be the Top Shelf. Please go and read Josh's latest blog, because I'm going to have to log off of here and go read it, because that's do exactly what my rant was about today, just letting shit go. It is a quick read. It is fantastic. And gentlemen, I appreciate you both. We're going to sign off and wait for our next guest. Everyone have a great night.
Love you all.
Love you all. Where's the stop button?
Hey, I don't know. Something.
Thank you for enjoying this episode of The Top Shelf. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Our music was created by Slater. That's SLDR_music. And as always, have an amazing day.